Hey, this is Eddie Green, and you're listening to another episode of Selling People, Not a Process. So please return your seatbacks and tray tables to their upright positions, and let's get ready for takeoff, because here we go. So today, I'm going to be on a bit of a rant. Just going to put it out there. I had something happen yesterday that really influenced this podcast, and it does heavily involve sales. And it's basically, and I don't know if you guys are dealing with this, but I deal with it almost on a daily basis now. And that's just the onset of rude employees and total lack of customer service. That to me is absolutely appalling. So if you don't, I mean, let's just break it down. If you don't like your job, go get a different freaking job. I mean, don't take it out on the people that are coming in to spend money in your organization. So, you know, kind of give you just a little bit of a background as to why I decided to go on this rant. I walked into a retail store yesterday, and whenever I went up to approach the counter, this guy was doing something at the register, but he looks up at me like I had just interrupted the most life-changing experience he has ever had. I mean, just shoots me a look that really was unapproachable. You know, and I'm not that kind of guy. Everybody who knows me knows that I really don't mind conflict or confrontation. But this guy just gave me a look that just like, don't bother me. But I went ahead and understood, you know, hey, I took a step back and said, I don't know what happened 5 minutes before I walked through the door. So I'll give him the benefit of the doubt. And I just kind of stood there and smiled. And he looked up again and basically huffed and said, is there something that I can help you with? Which is the most rude, condescending tone. Like, look, you're really bothering me. Just get away from here and let me go back to whatever it was that I was doing. So I proceeded to ask him a question about a product that I'd seen online. I'm one of these touchy-feely guys. I don't want to just order something online without having seen it, touched it, you know, see what kind of quality it is, things like that. So I'm call me old school, call me whatever you want, but that's really the way I am. And I had done my query search based on my location. So I would have assumed that there would be a possibility that this product could be in their store. Now, I understand that, you know, online is completely different. I get it. I'm a big Amazon enthusiast. But still, nonetheless, I just wanted to see. That was the whole purpose of me swinging by there. So as I started to pull up my phone and ask him about the product, right mid-sentence, the guy interrupts me and says, look, here's the deal. We're not going to be able to guarantee that anything you saw online is going to be in this store. So let me just save you the trouble. What I suggest, just order it online. Save yourself the hassle. So after being interrupted, I took a deep breath and I told him that I understood. I said, but I would just like to show you the product just to see if, in fact, you do might have it in stock so that, you know, I could touch it and see it in person. Again, he interrupted me during my explanation and rolled his eyes and said, look, just order it online. And that way, you know, you get what you want. Turns his back and walks away. So as pissed off as I was, because I really don't tolerate rude behavior, especially from this guy who was just nothing more than a snot-nosed millennial who had lost the art of interpersonal communication, instead of causing a scene, which I typically would do, don't hold that against me, I turned and walked out of the store, went down the street to a competing store, and I walked through the door and get a very much different response and a different rep. He was a little bit older. He's a little more seasoned. He had been in the sales game a little longer, but he was exceptional at customer service. He not only wanted to show me the products that he felt like would benefit me, but he asked me what my needs were and why I was looking at that particular product and if he could show me things that would be of like mind, but a little better quality, a little better bang for the buck. Before I walked out of there, I'd spent $3,000 with this guy. And I'm going to give a shout out to him. His name was Jackie. He was awesome. And I know he's going to subscribe to this podcast because I told him I was going to mention him. But he was fantastic. And I walked out of there happy. Now, let's regress a little bit. Before you guys decide to jump all over me about this millennial comment, that was just nothing more than a reference to one bad apple that I had received in customer service. I've had bad customer service from every single generation. So he just happened to be wrong place, wrong time. So I pointed it out. The point is that ultimately is that people have lost sight of something very important. And it's something, a mantra that in sales we have to adopt and put into play every single customer experience that we have, is that we need our clients. They don't need us. I'm going to say that again. We need our clients. They don't need us. Why do they not need us? Because there are literally hundreds, if not thousands, of people out there doing the same quality of work or providing the same products that you're after to choose from. But they chose you. And if you leave them with a bad taste in their mouth and they go down the street and spend $3,000, who ended up losing out? Your organization. How many times does that happen every single day? Are you monitoring your employees and their customer interactions, or are you just off hands management and just leaving them to do their job, not knowing how much revenue they're actually costing you every single day? Now, you should never be treated as a consumer as an intrusion or a bother, of course, unless you're the one that's acting like a jackass, and that's a completely, totally different story. You know, we need to address that on a different front, because people don't get paid enough to put up with your crap either. But the situation is I just want to know where the days have gone that the banter between a waitress and a customer, that amazing customer experience that you have, or the genuine concern that the service that I'm going to provide or that someone is going to provide to a consumer is the best that they can possibly give to that customer. Are your employees taking a step back and educating your customers on their needs and on the products that they're considering? Or are they doing something just as simple as smiling and asking genuinely, how are you today? So customer service is difficult. It's not an easy job because 9 times out of 10, you do deal with a lot of negativity, irate customers, people that are upset. But the people that you deal with could be awful. But have you ever taken the time to take a step back and find out or even care enough to ask why they may be having a bad day and what can you do to improve it? Customer service, in my opinion, is an absolute lost art. Rude employees run rampant in today's society, from waitressing and fast food and things like that to you know, just all kinds of industry, whether it's on the phone, whether it's whatever. It runs rampant, and I hate it. And in that case yesterday, it cost that first company $3,000. So I'm going to tell you, just take time to genuinely invest yourself in the customer experience. Would I want to do business with me? It's work, but that's what you're paid to do. Hashtag revelation moment. But because you don't own the company, it doesn't mean you don't represent them. Take pride in being your best at what you do. If customer service makes you miserable, then go find another freaking job. If you don't take care of your clients, someone else will. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, please don't hesitate to email me at eddie@tierlevel.com. I'll be more than happy to help you out. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you soon.